including in humanitarian emergencies, and is a member of the Network of African Women with Disabilities, a board member of Disabled Women in Africa, and a member of East African Disability Forum. Mrs. Obol, I'm very, very grateful that you could join us today to share your experience in working with people with disabilities, including women and refugees. Can you briefly share with us how you approach your activities in humanitarian settings and the challenges you are facing today and the messages you want to convey to us here in the room? Madam Obol, please, the floor is yours. We are very pleased that you are joining us. Issues. Madam Obol, can you hear us? That seems not to be the case right now, so I would go to the next speaker, and we are trying to come back to you later in the meeting. Let me next introduce Mr. Simon Marot-Tulung, from the Global Refugee and Youth Network and the African Youth Action Network, and who is also joining us virtually. As a youth leader, Mr. Tulung, in light of your experience and expertise, what priorities would you like the international humanitarian community to keep in mind and act on? Mr. Tulung, I hope that you are online and hearing us and that you can take the floor. Please, the floor is yours. We cannot hear you enough.
People of the South, can we?
Now we can hear you.
Sorry.
Please go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Perfectly.
Thank you so much.